Remembering Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson found dead today in his studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota, actually, specifically. And that is,
it's a death of a legend.
It is a death of a legend.
It truly is. That name, that word gets tossed around a lot, but it really fits Prince.
All right. We'll have more of that coming up. Richard Marx is going to join us here in just a few minutes to talk about his memory of that as well, Grammy Award winner Richard Marx. But Dr. Richard Besser, Richards are wild here, he's joining us on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And let's, Doctor, a couple things have happened here that we saw this obviously before the news of Prince's passing happened today. One of the big stories that was dominating was the first of all, a change in the protocols on the in terms of how we're going to be looking at the Zika virus moving forward here, and then a new warning about another virus that is affecting here in Illinois that is now becoming emergent. So let's start with Zika though for a second. Do you think that vacationing in the Caribbean and Mexico and Central America for Americans is going to be a thing of the past here? What do we do here?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And when you think about the answer to that, it all comes down to risk and what risk group you're in. I think for certain groups of people, vacationing in areas where Zika is transmitting is not a good idea. And the recommendations are saying don't go. But that group is really limited to women who are pregnant and couples who are trying to get pregnant. If you look beyond that, Zika is really a mild infection, and it's one that we would not be paying really any attention to if it wasn't if it hadn't been found to cause this very severe birth defect in babies, something called microcephaly. You know, there are far worse diseases you can get in going to the Caribbean. And if you were willing to go, despite the fact that there was dengue and chikungunya, which are much worse than Zika for most people, then you should go. You should use repellents, but you should still go.
Do you think, though, that since Zika was starting to emerge in the fall into the winter in these areas, including hot spots for American tourism, Mexico and islands of the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, places like that, that we're going to start seeing microcephaly-born American babies here over the next number of months?
Well, you have to look to see where was it really hot. And the epicenter was Brazil, and it's been spreading from there. And then there have been a lot of cases in Colombia. But even Colombia, which has had thousands and thousands of cases of Zika infection right now, has not yet seen the rise in microcephaly. So it depends where you're traveling. There's been a case of microcephaly in someone in Hawaii who traveled to an area where Zika was transmitting. But I think it's too soon before we're going to see a spike. There are a number of pregnant women who are being followed in the U.S. You know, the big message that's out there, though, is that people need to start preparing now for getting rid of the spots that mosquitoes are going to breed around their house, because we do have mosquitoes in this country that can transmit this infection, and a lot of that's preventable, or at least you can reduce your risk if you get rid of those places that mosquitoes breed.
But those Aedes aegypti, which is the one that is believed to be the culprit, that won't make it this far north in the United States, though, right? To the upper
no,
Midwest.
But you will see something called albopictus, okay? Aedes albopictus, and researchers believe that can also transmit Zika, and that's got a much wider range. It's not as aggressive towards humans as Aedes aegypti. Aedes aegypti just bites humans. Albopictus will bite animals as well, and so it's not as fixated on biting people. But you still have the risk, and you also have West Nile and other things and other reasons to get rid of mosquitoes. Just being in Illinois does not mean you couldn't get Zika there.
There's a story circulating around Dr. Besser about how genetically modified mosquitoes are being used, particularly in the United States and Florida and Texas and some of the warmer climates, to try to combat these mosquitoes. Have you heard much about that? Is there hope in that attempt?
Yeah, so there's so much misinformation out around that. I visited one of the trial sites in Brazil where they're releasing these, and went in a van with them one morning when they were spraying 250,000 genetically modified mosquitoes out the window. And what they found in the countries where they've done this is that it can reduce the number of Aedes aegypti by up to 90%. Which is pretty dramatic. And you know, people say, well, I don't want genetically modified anything in my community. It's like, well, we're balancing things that nobody wants. Nobody wants Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. Nobody wants genetically modified. No one wants pesticides.
Right?
So you have to come up with a strategy. And I think that this is a very promising strategy. It has to be done carefully and slowly and be studied all along the way. But I think it's very promising and would have less side effects than many of the other strategies that are being considered.
All right. And now over to something that's happening here, and this is making headlines in Chicago today specifically, is this Elizabeth Kingia virus.
Yes.
Now, what is that?
I've never heard of it before.
All right. So this is one that no one has really heard of. It's Elizabeth Kingia. It's not a virus. It's a bacteria. And it has caused some small outbreaks in the past. It tends to hit, it can be very dangerous for premature babies. It's dangerous in people who are elderly who have multiple medical problems. And there's an outbreak going on in Wisconsin. There's an outbreak now that's recognized in Illinois. And CDC has disease detectives who are working with state officials to try and figure this out. So far, they can't figure out what's going on. It's something that's been linked in the past sometimes to contaminated medical equipment. But what they're looking for is, what are the connections between these individuals? And how much of this is that people are just starting to look for this bacteria that they hadn't looked for before?
What is this? What's the mode of transmission? Is it inhaled, swallowed?
Well, a lot's not known. A lot of the acquired cases have been from like contaminated ventilators and medical equipment. And here they haven't figured it out yet what the connection is between these different groups. But you know, given that it's a hospitalized population with multiple medical problems, I wouldn't be surprised if it comes down to something related to medical equipment and sterilization or some procedure that we may need to do differently.
Who is Elizabeth Kingia, and why does she have a bacteria named after her?
I knew you'd ask that. I think she was a microbiologist.
Okay.
And I think the highest honor you can get as a microbiologist is to have a deadly bacterium named after you.
Oh, that's great. There's been a Richard Besser outbreak all over the world.
You don't want that, do you, Dr. Besser?
Yeah, 1 billion people dead.
If I solved one, I'd like my name attached to it.
You solved it, yes. That's true.
But the people, you've seen cases in Wisconsin, there's cases in Illinois, I guess there's one in Michigan. The people tend to, the Elizabeth Kingia who have it tend to have another illness as well, or something else going on.
Exactly. It's not the sort of thing you tend to see in otherwise healthy people. So it's something, you know, unfortunately, you tend to see people who have multiple medical problems are like the sentinel for a lot of infections. They're the ones who get hit first, and then you have to try and figure it out. And it's very hard because oftentimes, you know, if someone has emphysema and heart disease and they die of an infection, well, what was it that killed them? Was it that infection, or was it their other diseases? And it can sometimes take a while to even recognize that something like this is going on.
All right. Well, doctor, you made me feel much better. And plus, you gave me a pronouncer, too, which is important.
I was going Elizabeth Kingia.
Kingia.
All right. So just so you know, she was an American, internationally recognized microbiologist who discovered this bacteria.
All right.
She worked at CDC in the 40s through the 60s.
All right, there you go. There should be a plaque or a statue to her in Atlanta. That's what
they should be. I hope they figure out more about it.
A little Petri dish. Yeah.
Thank you, doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Besser.
All right, there he goes. Oh, man. All right. Coming up, Richard Marks is going to join us. We're going to talk about the passing of icon, Prince, Rogers Nelson, dead at the age of 57, found unresponsive in his studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota, at about 10 o'clock this morning, Central Time. And Richard Marks will remember him coming up